Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
I think my dude had black culture riding on his shoulders and let us all down.
Oh, no.
In a major way. He embarrassed us.
What happened?
So we spoke about this in the past. I don't know if you guys remember, but most black people have moments in life where when you're out and you're in public kind of doing your thing, minding your business, sometime some white people can be a bit inquisitive and they have questions about certain things that you may be wearing or doing. And it gets awkward, and as a black person, it's hard because sometimes you just don't know where it's coming from. Like, sometimes it feels intrusive, and you don't know if the person is attempting to be demeaning. And sometimes it could be a person that's just genuinely curious.
So if it sounds odd to me that a stranger would come up and ask a question, like a racial question, even if their heart is in the right place. So how do they even start that conversation? Like, I know this is going to sound awkward, and if you're offended, you don't got to answer it. But
it's usually exactly like that. And I'll give you a perfect example of when you really just don't know what's going on. So I remember one time me and a couple of my friends are all out, and I had a friend who has dreads, and he would wear like these hats that were kind of his style. It was just his thing. And we made fun of him for it as his friends all the time. But that was his thing. So I remember he must have been having a bad day. I don't remember what he was going through this particular day. But we're out. And for whatever reason, this older white guy walked over and he asked. I don't remember exactly the words he used. But he said it in a way where it was almost like he was offended by the hat. Like, it was like, what's the hat thing about? Or something like that. It didn't come off as like he was trying to compliment him at all.
It wasn't inquisitive. It came across like judgmental.
Exactly. So we were all stunned by it because it literally came out of nowhere. And so in these moments, you don't have to be rude, but it's important to deliver an answer that will somewhat teach a lesson. Huh. And he took it to another level because we're sitting there looking at him like, what is he going to say? And he tells this story, like a heartfelt story about how in his family, his little brother got sick at one point, and that was the hat that his little brother was wearing. And so he took the hat from his brother, and he's always worn the hat, and it's given him strength, and his family, it's been like a thing in his family. So he's like breaking this story down, and you can see the older white guy go from like being, I guess, in attack mode to like, wow, I'm actually really sorry that I asked you that now. Mm-hmm. And it was this awkwardness, and you could tell he felt bad about it. And we all kind of looked at him like, damn, that was a great answer. So good, in fact, that we were shocked because I didn't even know he had a little brother. So I'm like, bro, I didn't know you had a little brother. He was like, I don't. I just didn't like his question. So
Come on, really?
He made the whole thing up.
Good for him.
Like, on the spot. So I always remembered that. Like, that's brilliant. Like, you really dug into that. I mean, the man, like, really wore it to where we were all in shock that he did it. But it taught the lesson without him having to be rude about it. And I always remembered that. So these things will happen from time to time. And it's always like, how do you handle this as a black person? What do you do in these situations? So a very similar situation happens. And my dude now, this time, is a guy, a whole nother friend. And we're out of the country. We're on vacation. So we're like celebrating. You always meet new people from different places when you're in these situations. And we're at like a restaurant. And it's a mixed crowd. Everybody's kind of having a good time. But our table is the table. Like, I don't know how this happened. It was just one of those nights out when your table is just the table. And everybody's very curious about who you and your crew are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're turning it up. We're ordering everything. And I didn't realize it because to us, it's not a big deal. But my dude has on like a T-shirt that says Black King. And it's just a brand. It's not like a big deal, but it's like, you know, Black King.
Is that the one you have on your hat right now?
No. This okay. is something completely different.
Okay.
His, it actually says the words, like Black King on it. And so we're all having a good, and you can kind of tell that the people there probably think we're somebody's from somewhere because of the energy that we have and the way we're turning it up. So out of nowhere, there's this older white guy walks over in similar fashion as the other and almost like stops everything that we're doing in his own way. Like we were all in the middle of something laughing and he kind of walks over and he's like, hey. So I'm thinking like, is he going to say we're too loud? Like, where is this about to go? So he looks and almost it was just weird because he was so serious about it. He was like, hey, what are you the king of? Just like that. Like, so we're all like, wait.
So there's not even a hi before that, nothing. No. Just approaches, and that's the first, those are the first words out of his mouth.
Literally.
Like, that's a very confrontational statement.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking, right? But he didn't ask me. So we're all kind of like in silence now, waiting for my guy's answer to figure out, like, and I'm thinking, this is your moment. Like, you have to handle this the same way my other friend did. And make this man feel bad for going out of his way to come over here and ask you this question in such a demeaning way. Mm-hmm. So we're all like paused, waiting for his answer. And he stops and you can tell he's kind of like taken aback by it. It caught him off guard. And he's, I guess, thinking of something to say. So he goes, myself? And doesn't even like say it with confidence. Like says it like he wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. So then the dude goes, ugh, and walked away.
Uh-oh.
So then he's just sitting there again, and we're all just sitting there like, what just happened? But everybody was kind of mad at the guy. I was mad at my friend. Why the hell was that your answer, man? Like, you couldn't do better than that? And the dude walked away like, I feel like for the rest of our lives, he'll just never realize in that moment that he was wrong to ask that question.
Yeah.
Because my dude's answer was so bad that, yeah, we lost one.
I remember being on a vacation with my friend Delvette, who is a trainer, right? He was on Biggest Loser, and he's just cut. He's got like 7% body fat or whatever. And we're on a beach vacation together, and like two 14-year-old white kids come up to him and immediately say, so what team do you play for?
Wow.
Yep. What team do you play for? So me and a bunch of my friends immediately came up with a player name, said that we had a whole history for him. He plays for the Baltimore Ravens. He's a defensive back. They asked him for his autograph. They follow him around for 2 days. And then the Sunday before we were leaving for vacation, they asked him to play one-on-one or like a pickup game on the beach. And God bless my friend Delvette, who looks like an athlete, but he is not one. We started playing in this pickup game. They played against him for about 20 minutes. They're like, are you really an athlete? And then they came back later in the day. They're like, we Googled you. You're not on the Ravens.
Hey, The Bird Show.